Blog Talk Radio. Beat Suit Radio.
Yeah, this is your man DJ Big Stu. You know how I do it. This is Sisters on the Grind, man. We in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got Miss Pretty. We got Thug Misses. We got Forever Connecticut. We got Nicolette, Madame Madonna. We got Moxie, Smoke Dog, Job Miss. We all in the building, baby. This one goes out to all the sisters out there that's trying to get that grind.
This is the Underground Show.
Blood Club DJs, we got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Blood Club!
Forever true till I'm dead. Do you still love me?
If you're looking for a down ass chick to be by your
like
side.
I said, like I told you, I got you.
If you ever wonder how it feels to make
always
love
and forever.
Or not.
Like I said, girl, I got you.
If you need somebody to keep it real, tell
them how it is.
It's your girl, Miss Pretty, featuring your man, Steve Murder, out of lockdown. This one real good. Big shout out to No Limit. Big shout out to my man, Steve Sosa, in the building. Block Beat Entertainment. Yeah.
Back, man, these niggas ain't hearing this shit. Run it back one more time, put them in these niggas' minds.
Trying to hook up the microphone. They hooking it up, everything, so we can catch up with the homie right now. We got my man Son in the building from G-Unit Zoo. And are you in the building, homie?
Yes, sir. What it do?
What's good, fam, man? Thank you for stopping through, man. We appreciate you coming through, man.
Yeah, you know, man. I appreciate y'all having me, man.
Now, first of all, like, tell cats out there where you from for those who don't know where you from.
Man, I'm from the great state of Houston. I said state of Houston, yeah, from Houston, Texas. I'm the all-star this year, I'm with everything, man, the school music, the big one and all that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So how long you been doing your thing?
Man, I guess professionally for like 8-9 years now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And you done rock with a lot of cats, man, and like tell them out there all the cats you done rock with, man.
Man, I'm going to forget, and I know I'm probably going to get some texts and some calls. I've been getting a little flack, but I know, you know, of course, my OG Unit Camp, Eminem, Trey Song, Snoop, Dog Pound, Corrupt, who I'm forgetting, Stevie J, Lil Scrappy, of course, Trillville. I know I'm forgetting a lot, man. Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Chameleonaire, man, I mean, I'm all over the map. It's so many. I know I'm forgetting. I can't. I'm not even going to try, man.
people, I don't even need to ask you who's the producers you work with then.
Oh, man. Havoc, Alchemist. We even rocked up some Dre beats, original Dre beats. Who else, man? I mean, forever, man. I can go on forever. Oh, Richie Branson, he produced my two biggest singles, actually, so shout out to him. He also did a lot of big production for Rick Ross and other cats, so, you know, he's accredited. But, yeah, I ain't gonna remember producer. I got a bad memory, though. That don't mean the work wasn't there. I mean, you know, shout out to everybody who always looked out for me and worked with me, but it's just too many to remember.
Mm-hmm. Now, how was it, like, you know, working with those stars? Like, how did it feel, man? Because a lot of cats would like to be in your position. How was that experience?
Some of the experiences was it's humbling, you know, because some of these cats you grow up listening to are, like, it's scary when you're getting on the record with Eminem. You know, you don't know what this guy's going to do. That's my favorite rapper. He lyrically can kill anything. So when you get somebody like that on the record, you can pull that out. You can, you know, it's hard for you to, man, it's scary. You don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, but then you got people like Slim Thug. I grew up listening to. He's my hometown. He's a big dude on campus in my hometown. So, you know, that's honorable, you know. You know, and they all respect, they all know what it is. They all know they can't come weak on a record with me. So, you know, you can ask them how they feel playing around on a record with me. I definitely make some rappers, some of y'all favorite rappers, go rewrite these verse.
I hear that. Now, growing up in Houston, it was like, you know, a lot of different type of music that definitely came out there when you was coming up. Who are some of the cats that influenced you out of your hometown when you got in the game?
I started off with DJ Screw and Screwed Up Click, so I mean, I got influenced by a lot of that music. I got influenced more by their grind and the music. Definitely, you know, Slim Thug. You got the Pimp C. Oh man, you know he from PA. They definitely ripped hard for Houston, so you know I definitely learned a lot and peeped a lot from dudes. So it's just, like I said, that's the one thing. So definitely Ghetto Boy, Scarface. I don't know. That should have been what I started off with. You know, we got so many people. Houston, a big city. We got a lot to do with the whole music influence, period. So, you know, I it's too many to shout out on that end, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the cats out there be watching YouTube, man. They done seen all the beefs and all that type of stuff, dogs. You know, like, you know, me and you both know. How does that reflect in you, everything that you done been through, you and 40 Glock? How does that reflect, like, your career in hip-hop? How has it reflected or halted or made it even move further?
It definitely put, you know, you get a lot of people don't want to deal with the confrontation, and a lot of new rappers think that's the way they get on. They think it's just words, but we actually have physical confrontation with a lot of these rappers on and off camera, so the YouTube only caught some of the stuff that's going on. But at the end of the day, if I had a chance, I don't regret doing nothing, but it wasn't worth it, if you ask me, you know what I mean? I don't got no rap beefs to this day. I ain't got no issue with them. You know what I mean? I still support my own team, but you know all the beefs. I'm a little bit. I got too much going on for that to be focusing on that type of stuff. So, but I mean, it was bad and it happened. And sometimes it make you seem like the, you know, I call it being like the pit bull at a playground. You know, make a lot of these rappers, they be so tense, but then they make them tense to the point where they go telling cops and telling promoters and to stop your money and instead of helping you. So at the end of the day, it definitely wasn't conducive for my success enough for me to do it again.
Mm-hmm. So now, do you know, like, some of the cats y'all had beef with, is a lot of those beef squashed and y'all niggas just working shit out, or you just say fuck
a lot
the cats?
Of anything that I had personally, minus the one, I can't even call it a beef I had with Two Pistols, but the disagreement I had with dude, that's done and over with. And that's probably my only personal one I can think of. Everything else, it became personal when they spoke on my people or spoke on me or spoke on the camp. But it was personal to the point of verbal. It wasn't like, you know, ain't nobody see me in traffic and put hands on me or nothing like that. And it never will happen. Not without no get back. So, you know, I don't got no issue with nobody, man. Shout out to all of them. And everybody we was dealing with, we wasn't dealing with no Rudy Pools or nothing like that or no gumshoes, no rookies. So they all doing their thing. They all getting money. So I can't be mad at nobody getting their money. Do you. Feed your kids. Feed your fam. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. So, like,
yeah,
what's really different from what the music you're doing now to what was that you was doing at that point in time? What's different in it?
The music is because where I'm at in my life, I mean, my music always been reality rap. So what I've been rapping on been always been about me. A lot of my music pertaining more so, it pertained more so to the women and the ladies as towards the bitches and the hoes. And it pertains more to the hustlers as opposed to the street gangsters. Not to say that it ain't going to appeal to them, but, you know, like, it's gear. It's in the same gear, and it's for the streets and it's for the ladies, but it's more of a mature outlook on it, you know?
Yeah. Now you got this joint, this hot joint, Bad Girl.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration behind that joint, fam?
Inspiration behind Bad Girls. Bad Girls, man. You know, I got a homegrown cool with Megan James. She out of Houston, and she was on the show, and she did the 50 Cent show, too. I known her for a little bit. And I've been hearing a lot about the show since last season. It was like the talk of the show last season. I don't get to watch much of it or whatever, but anyway, I wound up doing the song, and I hollered at Scrappy. You know, Scrappy, that's my dude. That's like my that's my rap brother. I don't like saying brother. Everybody use that term too loosely, but that's my dude. And he got on the record for me. He actually knocked the record down. Like, I sent it to him before I got to the house. He had already sent it back. And, you know, I was like, God damn, he didn't give me a chance to knock my stuff out. But, you know, you know, he running the reality show with that paw life and putting the paws on him and all that stuff. So I just capitalized on that with him. He was the homie. He had no issue with lending out his favor and his fame for it. So, you know, that's how that came about.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we're going to get into this joint, Bad Girls. We got my man Son in the building, as promised on Beef Stew Radio. This joint is hot, fam. We're going to blow this up like a world premiere today, homie.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
like the curl. She live in her own world. Me too, so we alike. She rocking Giuseppe heels. Couple grand for the wheels. That's that shit that I like. Head spinning on the throne. That's my bad bitch popping on the pole. She a go for the money. She ain't stopping and we creeping on the low. She my bad bitch for sure. And she bring the money home. What?
That Hot Fire by my man Son. That joint is fire there. Heard it on Beach Stew Radio. That's real fire,
yeah,
fam. Who's
appreciate
that singing
that,
on that with you?
Oh, that's my man Second Sight. He out of Oklahoma, man. My dude going hard.
Word up. That's real tight.
Yeah.
So, like, working with Eminem, man, like, what did you learn from working with Eminem and 50?
They got crazy work ethic. What you see is what you get. Them dudes are definitely one of a kind. That's why they yet. They performances, they work ethic, they business. You know what I mean? I wish I could say I was more hands on with them, or they was more hands on with me, should I say? But I definitely got to learn directly and indirectly a lot from both of them, and just to see how they operate. And you know, a lot of it, like I say, indirectly, I just study their rhyme scheme. I'll be backstage while they doing their rehearsal, watching the show, and like, man, you know, it's just crazy what they do. And still remain at the top, regardless of what people say. Numbers don't lie, you know what I mean? So,
no doubt. Now, how was it like taking stages with them cats? Because, you know, them cats performing from millions of people. How was that experience for you?
Oh, man, that's all you got to do is look at the pretty girls in the audience. That's the easiest thing to do. I always get like, I don't know if you can really call it jitters or what. But, I guess... You just focus on when you get on stage, they there for you. You know, you get to rock out. You know, you say whatever. Every country, you get the mic and just say whatever. You like, son. He like, son. You know what I mean? Zoo life. They know it all. So, you know, be around that type stuff.
Now, you know, are you still a member of the G-Unit family?
Yeah, I've never been contractual. You know, I've never been a contract or nothing like that. It's always been family. That's still my fam. You know, Ye Banks, Who Kid, DJ Zoo Kid. That's his name. I gave him that name, man. Fifth, of course. You know, everybody in the office. You know what I mean? It's all a family, man. So, ain't nothing changed, man. You're gonna see some more work coming up with us. So I'm really listening to some new music and some new stuff. You know,
no doubt. Now, you know, when you see all of, you kind of offsetting, like, a lot of things with some of the other artists that you have heard that, you know, that's been around these guys. You know, like, what was your experience working around dudes like, you know, Young Buck and, you know, some of the other guys that was on the label that didn't feel the same way that you feel?
I used to like Young Buck. Young Buck, at one point, wanted me to be like G-Unit in the South, you know, Buck really liked me, and I ain't had no issues with dude, you know what I mean? His issues with 50 is theirs. I definitely don't agree with what happened, you know, from my knowledge of behind the scenes and what everybody else do. No, I don't agree with what he did. But, you know, they both grown men, so let the cards fall where they may. But I like his music, you know what I mean? I ain't really got a chance to listen to none of his new stuff, but during this G-Unit run, I loved his music, you know what I mean? He gave a lot of energy, taught me a lot, you know, and he looked at me like, yeah, you got it, you know. So, dude, cool. As far as that goes, I ain't talked to Buck in years. And I don't want to make it seem like when we was running, like I was just like, you got to remember, I'm the low man on the totem pole at that time, like. So you know, like I'd be, they'd be around to give me lessons. We bust rhymes together, we write, we get in the lab and all that, be on the road, and you know, indulging in the activities, but you know. We wasn't besties or nothing like that, you know, BFF crap, but we definitely had to learn and grow, and he definitely respected what I was doing, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's take about 40 Glock. You and 40 Glock, do y'all still roll tight?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know that's my first cousin, man. That big head dude, his mama is my mama, little sister. That's my big cousin.
All right.
So, Yeah, so, you know, even when, man, 40, we'll be rap battling. We'll be on the phone talking about personal issues and all that, you know, court cases and baby mama dramas and girlfriend issues. You know, that's fam, so, you know. And we got some new music coming, too, some unreleased music that's new to the world and some new music coming, man. 40 over there working. We got a mixtape called The Warriors that he just released the name of it and going to be releasing real soon. So shout out to Big Bad Four. My whole Zoo Life family, the Zoo Babies, Loki Loke, Lil Boo, my brother from another mother, Tiptoe, you know what I mean, Village Boo, everybody cranking out Gil Gotti with us, Sexy Self. So we all running. We all on our thing.
So y'all got an album all together coming out soon?
We did the Concrete Jungle, and we're trying to get it right and come up with the Concrete Jungle 2 or something of that nature. You know, I don't know if the name gonna be nothing like that. So it's definitely in talks. I can't say it's in the works because our music coming together so organically that it ain't gonna take nothing to get it done. It's a matter of getting everybody in the spot at the same spot at the same time. You know.
Mm-hmm. So like, if you could just change anything, like, in your career, man, if you can go back and be like, yo, if I would have did this shit right here, I wouldn't even did it like that. I would have did it like this. What would it be?
Man, I would have went viral first. I would have went visually virally more. You know what I mean? I definitely took advantage of that. We shot so many videos and did. We was ahead of the curve. Like, if you look at Worldstar and all that stuff, we was on Worldstar, like, the first month it dropped. You know what I mean? We was on that stuff, and then we kind of the unity fell off with the camp, because everybody moved. You know, first of all, I'm the only one that live in the South. Everybody else on the East with Zoo. I mean, on the West Coast of Zoo Life, and everybody on the East with G Unit. You know, so it's so hard to be there and be with my daughter and all at the same time. So if I just have to say, it'd just be better communication. It wouldn't just be unity. It'd just be better communication and keeping stuff going. But I don't regret nothing, man. I'm super loving where I'm at. I'm proud of where my homies is at, and they like, you know what I mean. Everybody doing good, you know what I mean. As far as, you know, I talk to a lot of people a lot, so everybody doing good, ain't no issues. So I don't got too many regrets as far as that goes. Just better communication. But I use that in day-to-day life, and now I just like communicating, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How was it, like, you being the cat from the South in the team? Like, how was that? Like, how did it feel with that going down, like?
It's like, it was a gift and a curse. You like, it's hard to get them to relate to, especially being in the studio, man. They be wanting to do this and do that, or they want me to sound a certain way. And I'm like, man, look, I don't rap like Paul Wall, you know. I don't rap like such, you know. And it was no diss to them, because these would be the same people I have in the deck, you know. But it's like, that ain't how I rap, you know. And, I mean, I listen to country every now and then. I don't mean I'm going to go do a country record, you know. So, you know, they want you to, you know, that'll be the hardest thing. It's just the cultural division. It'll be like, man, no, man, I don't do that. Or, you know, just out of sight, out of mind on a lot of projects or a lot of things going on because I'm way out here. It ain't never like I never stopped mashing. I mean, you can see from my track record that I've been mashed. MTV, Worldstar, everything, you know, tours, TV shows, all that, you know, pay-per-view stuff, you know, all that good stuff, movies. I've been on my mash, so it's just so hard to get. They stay in tune. Then my man Tiptoe got locked up, and he did like three and a half feds. And but he out now though, so you know I've been on the West Coast a whole lot more. We actually house shopping as we speak, so I'm gonna be up back on that Hollywood life, back and forth to Houston like I used to, getting it in, you know, terrorizing the streets of the West and the South, you know.
Mm-hmm. So in the future, what should we see coming from you? Like, what should we have to see that's coming from you in the future?
In the future, in a real near future, y'all going to see me on a real big TV show. I can't, due to non-disclosure agreements, I can't discuss what it is, but y'all going to see that. I got 3 mixtapes dropping before May. One, the Chicago Sessions featuring a gang of big other big Chicago artists and producers. I don't want to give away too many names, but GLC. Shout-out to L.E.P. Bogus Boy. Shout-out to GBE Camp. Who else on there? We got a lot of people on there. Jig Dollar, Tree MC, he produced a lot on there. Project Mayhem, you know. And then we go on to the Cause and the Cure, aka the Rush. That's my main project I'm working on. It's pretty much complete, but we just finishing up the visuals and stuff like that. That's the single that Bad Girls is on that will be on MTV. And we got another single that's gonna be following up on MTV as well as Worldstar, YouTube, and all that good stuff too. But That's put off the Cause and the Cure, and that features Slim Thug, Lil Scrappy. You know what? I'm not gonna give away that track listen because that's a whole lot of that stuff. I've been keeping that under my hat pretty good, so It's dope, though. You know what I mean?
You gotta make sure you shoot it to me, man. I gotta be one of the first cats to drop that joint, man.
Right, we gonna get that. I'm gonna make sure we get the singles. We gotta stay free, but hit me on that Twitter thing too. Don't be one that hit me and don't talk, cause I got a bad memory, man. Like hit me and just up, son. We ain't trying to hear that crap you talking. You know, I let me stay frequent with the kid. You know, we gonna get it in. I'm gonna do the same though. And,
no doubt. Now, what about what would you tell cats that's trying to be where you at, man? Like, cats that's like that of mine, because you got mad fans, mad dudes out there feeling you. What would you tell them, Hustle, if they want to follow in your footsteps?
Man, I tell you, don't follow in mine. You better plant your own feet and leave your own footprints. And the way to do that is hard work, consistency, and faith. You got to have faith in what you're doing. And faith is really investing into yourself, financially investing your time. Don't let nobody stray away from you doing and putting in that hard work and knowing that even if you don't know what's next, you got to get out there just diving in the water head first. You can't play around with it because you won't get nowhere. You know what I mean? And that's just my formula. There's more than one way to skin a cat, so do you. That's ultimately the best thing I can tell you. You know what I mean?
No doubt. So, you know, you want to tell cats where they can get your music out there, where they can keep up with you and how they can stay in touch?
Yeah, man. Y'all can go to mindonmoney.com. We also going to be doing some Gucci giveaways and diamond giveaways to the ladies, not to you fellas. So y'all get on there and win something for your lady, though, if you want to, you know. But go to mindonmoney.com. That way you can find my Twitter is son_days. And that's the same thing as my Instagram. My Facebook is sunzoolife. And it's a fan line on that, too. You know what I mean? 518-966-2699. That's 518-ZOO-BOYS. You know what I mean? But mindonmoney.com. Check that out.
No doubt. You got any more shout-outs you want to throw at the people before we break out?
Man, shout-out to me. You know what I mean? Shout-out to all these ladies. You know, shout-out to ladies who ain't blind to see a good thing and be like, woo! Yeah. But shout-out to CeCe, man. Shout-out to y'all for having me, Beef Stew Radio, DJ Big Beef Stew and all that, man. Shout-out to everybody. The real Zavelli, man. I hope I'm saying everything right. But yeah, shout out to CeCe Vance, you know what I mean? She be going super hard, turned up, you know what I mean? Just Sodom, shout out to him too, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody who's turned up and doing what they got to do and appreciate the support. And if you like what I'm doing now, you're going to love what I'm doing later.
No doubt, fam. I want to thank you, man, for taking the time out and stopping by here, man. We definitely going to support you. Make sure you keep sending that stuff to us, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
And on that note, man, we're going to go back into that Bad Girls joint, man. That's just so hot. We're going to drop it one more time, fam.
Yeah, do that for me, man. Y'all rock out Bad Girls, me and Lil Scrappy, produced by Richie Branson. Yeah, let's go with it.
That's right, baby. My man Son in the building. Y'all know how it was. Let's do it. Bad Girls featuring Son and Lil Scrappy, world premiere, Beef Stew Radio. And we out, y'all.
Shots of goosey, baby, getting loose. She bad. whip, staring at the hublo. See, we in the six, same color nuvo. Shorty got the stick, Honda, two door. Talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. Come live at the beach with Papi, Chula. We ball harder, we stay rock. We ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, hollow, rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it off ball. We at the ball, this is saucy. Team full of killers, don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me, off and soft. Cause I'm in the bins of the six for the car.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. If something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them all. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them all. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Puff, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or the D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that three fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. So my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Surrounded by big homies, homie, they eat well. old timers saying y'all gon' burn in hell. On then I start thinking I'ma rot in jail. I'm on top, oh well, homie, why stop now? My attitude is fuck it, cause motherfuckers love it, cause I'm a soldier. Riding with straight soldiers, posted like I'm supposed to. Niggas can't hold us, always stand tall, motherfuckers can't fold us. They saying we the coldest, most outlawless. Eastside boys, yelling Eastside boys. Doing what they do with some Eastside toys. For popping with power rules, but I'm cool in the West. Be cracking with Chris too, they stacking their chips too.
Yeah, shout out to my man Real Saddam on that one. That's another joint off the East Side Story mixtape coming out end of February, beginning of March, to the movie, you know, the mixtape to the movie. Shout out to my man Mo Money, Tony Stans, El Casino, Ron Boogie, and everybody that's been a part of that. Little Mad Ave crew, team 110 for the Godzillas. Shout out to my man Boogie, my man Pounds, Will Porter, all that. Movie coming out soon. Shout out to my man Russ, Always Stay. You know, that's my homie over there doing his thing real big over there at the Wet Radio, you know. That's my homie. Always be cooling out with him. We in the building, man. We just doing some big, big things, man. Shout out to my man Big Boo and the Showboat Classic doing their thing every Wednesday and Tuesday on 99th Street, between 99th Street and 100th Street, First Avenue in the AES High School. Make sure you get over there, go check out some games, be some good game, good unlimited games going on over there. Brothers be really putting it in, you know what I'm saying? Got another special guest coming to the show. I ain't going to tell y'all who it is right yet, but got another special guest coming to the show. That's right, we're doing it two times a day. That's how we do it. Beef through radio, we big, man. We do two at a time, man. We rolling, man. We rolling over here. Shout out to K Nicole doing her thing. Big things. Shout out to the Capper doing his thing. Big things. Everybody doing big things. Big shout out to my man Six Sosa with the article in Hostile magazine, man. That's real big. Got the article, my DSW family is all in the Hostile magazine. That's real fat. Shout out to it. 2013 seems to be a great year for everyone involved with the family. You know what I'm saying? My man Real Saddam and the 25-8 movement is moving real strong. Shout out to Frank Wise and everybody out that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? It's real crazy. Shout out to my man Chi Ali, man. We just caught up with each other, man. We back being friends on Facebook. Shout out to the homie Chi Ali. You know what I'm saying? For those of y'all that don't know who Chi Ali is, Chi Ali is the homie that was doing his thing back in the days, back with Black Sheep, you know, back with a lot of the crews that was doing their De La Soul and the Jungle Brothers and all that. Chi Ali was like the youngest dude of the clique at the time. He was rocking real hard, you know what I mean? And, you know, he got locked up on an unfortunate situation, you know what I'm saying? So he was doing some time incarceration, but caught up with the homie. Me and the homie caught up. We back. We hooked up on Facebook and all that, man. So, you know, I'm working on getting an interview with Chi Ali, man, so we can talk about him, man. You know what I mean? No doubt. Because Chi Ali was one of the underrated artists. He probably was one of the first young artists in the game, you know, back then when young little dudes used to come out and rock. He was one of the first ones, Chi Ali. He opened the door for a lot of cats. He really didn't get a chance to get his just due. You know what I'm saying? That was the time when the curly-haired dudes was rocking the hip-hop, man. Him, Drez, Special Ed, all the dudes with curly hair, man. You know, the dark-skinned dudes wasn't out yet. You know, Tyrese didn't ride the bus yet. You know, what I'm saying? The Mandingo movie and all that stuff didn't come out yet, so... I mean, the Mandingo movie was out, but, you know, hip-hop didn't catch on to it yet. Dark-skinned guys was just, you know, dark-skinned dudes had the X-chains on and beads back then. You know, we had to be militant to get our love back then, you know what I mean? We had to be marching and fighting the power, you know, with the glasses and all that. You know, back then, when Chi Ali and them was out, all the light-skinned, curly-haired dudes had hit records on the radio, man, I'm telling you. Anyway. Back to the game. We're going to chill and rock out to my special guest get here. How about that? And then I'm going to let y'all know who it is, because we got some smooth, different type of sound going on tonight. Get out the blunts, man. Get the blunts out, because we're going to have some smooth shot later. Bonza. guaranteed money. Trust me, got some hot sounding. You know, this next interview, man, is going to make you want to just sit down and smoke your blunt and just chill and feel the vibe because it's R&B mixed with reggae. It's a beautiful thing, homie. Give it a few minutes. We're going to rap a little bit. Let's get into it. It's your man.
Block Club DJ, DJ, DJ.
Years ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and our instructor came amazed at me. So Larry put me inside the Cadillac. The stripper drove off, and we never came back. They cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs, and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. That's the life that I lead, and you suck at MC. It's who I be. So take that and move back. Catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in a B-boy stand. And rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove, pick up them up above. I'm rocking on the mic and come and run love. I got a big long cat and I like it to feel. Written right on the side and read death to kill. So if you see me cruising, girl, just move a step aside. There ain't enough room to fit you all in my ride. So a first come, first serve basis. Cooling out, girl, taking you to death places. One of a kind, and for your people's delight, and for your sucker MCs, this ain't right. Because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife. You're walking around town like a hooligan with a knife. You're hanging on the ass, you're chilling with the crew, and everybody knows what you've been through. I'm with the one, two, my man Larry Lab, my name's DJ Run. We do it in the place with the highs and the bass. I'm rapping to the rhythm, want to watch the dog my face. Go uptown and come down to the ground. You sucker MC, you sad face clown. You $5 boy and I'm $1 million man. You the sucker MC and you're my fan. You try to bite lines or rhymes of mine. You the sucker MC in a bad Calvin Klein. Coming from the wackiest part of town. Trying to rap, but you can't get down. You don't even know your English, your verb or noun. You're just a sucker MC. Your sad face, huh? So DMC, and if you're ready, the people rockin' steady. You're driving big cars, get your dad from Getty.
I'm DMC, in the place to be. I go to St. John's University, and since kindergarten, I acquired the knowledge. And after 12th grade, I went straight to college. I'm light skin, I live in Queens, and I love eating chicken and collard greens. I just to kill, I love to stop. I'm an MC. My microphone all around our streets of life. So here's the number one for y'all to fight. When I rhyme, I never quit. And if I got a new rhyme, I'll just say it. Cause it takes a lot to entertain. And suck at MCs can be a pain. You can't rock a party with the hip and hop. You gotta let them know you'll never stop. Your rhymes have to make a lot of sense. You got to know when to start.
When the beat commence. Make the face come out so clear. Please. Baby, baby. Ready?
When fresh beats and rhymes collide, double show ain't the hop and the fast boys pops to get ready for this. We give it all with no slack. You get sick. The fat boys are back. And cool off. If a human being pops one time in your mind, yeah. Amazing to the eye, devastating to the ear. And if you've never seen him, you wonder where his beats come from. Machine or man, he's also cutting up cause he's in command. Man.
Taste it.
myself and my date of birth is November the 12th. I wanna tell you that my name is Raheem. My date of birth is February 13th. I'm King Creole and I own the sheet. I was born on February 19th.
I'm cowboy and you must remember I was born on the 20th of September.
And Grandmaster Flash is here to stay, cause he was born on New Year's Day. Now we got something else we want you to say. Just shout out your birthday. Just to play this game and to rock this right. Shout out the day and the month.
Break it up.
And to the girl in green, don't be so mean.
Break it up.
And the guy in red, say what I said.
Break it up, break it up.
Break down.
Technology. Yeah.
game with that big match with throwing down with the rattles act on time. In your mind, see, you gotta boogie to your best ability. You gotta funk it up until it knocks you down. When you're funked enough, make sure you pass it around. Come on, let's go to work. We got what'll make your body jerk. Make you throw your hands up in the air, shake your booty and scream, oh yeah. Cause we are the Jam On Crew, and jamming on it is how we do the do. We'll funk you up until you boogie down. So come on, people, check out the sound.
I would rock the nation, so I made up my mind just what to do. And I joined with the Jam On production crew. So go crazy, go crazy. Don't let your body be lazy. I said don't stop the body rock till your eyesight starts to get hazy. Clean out your ears and you open your eyes. If you want to hear the music, just come alive. If you don't know how, get ready to learn. Cause Cosmo's taking his turn to burn.
Take the C, an O and a Z, then you add M-O and a freaky D. Add a funky beat and then a what do you see? It's Cosmo G, yeah baby, that's me. I got the beat and that's so, so sweet. Without me rocking, it's incomplete. So rock this, yo, rock that, yo. Rock on and don't you dare stop. You rock this, rock that, and that's a fact. Cause the Jam On Crew will rock your body right back. Rock a steam locomotive right off the track and give the whole wide world a funk attack. To the beat, yo, get down. Let me rock it to the rhythm of my funky sound. From hill to hill or from sea to sea. And when Jam On's rocking, everybody scream.
Jam On It.
Jam On It. Jam On and on it. And if you're feeling like you want to dance all night, then go on ahead and float it. Cause jamming on is what we do best. It's what separates us from the rest. And if you don't think our crew's down for real, let me tell you what happened to the Man of Steel.
The Superman had come to town to see who he could rock. He blew away every crew he faced until he reached our block. His speakers were 3 stories high with woofers made of steel. And when we bought our set outside, he said,
"Hot beat for real." He said, "I'm faster than a speeding bullet when I'm on the set. I don't need no fan to cool my ass, but just use my super breath. I can fly 3 times around the world without missing a beat. I socialize with X-ray eyes and ladies looking sweet."
And then he turned his power on and the ground began to move. And all the buildings for miles around were swaying to the groove. And just when he had pulled the crowd and swore he won the fight,
we rocked his butt with a 12-inch cut called Disco Kryptonite. Well, Superman looked up at me. He said, "You rock so naturally." Now that you've learned the deal, let me tell you why I'm a soul for real. I'm Cosmo D from outer space. Came to rock the human race. I do it right, or cause I can't do it wrong. That's why the whole world is singing this song.
Jam On It.
I jam on it. I say jam, jam on it. As day turns to night, and night turns to day, whatever time it is, I wanna hear you say.
Jam on it.
I say jam on it. I say jam on it. Jam all around and upside down. I keep it jamming to the Jam On production sound.
Jam On It. I said jam, just a jam on it. I said a jam on it's a funky beat that takes control. With the short shot boogie that'll rock your soul.
Jam On It.
I jam on it. I said jam, just a jam on it. Get out of your seat and jam to the beat. And don't you dare stop the early morning.
Jam on it. Jam on it. Jam on it. Jam on it.
cradle. I screamed and hollered and shook my rattle and dreamt of defeating them all in battle. There was no food in my silver spoon, so I grew up hard and I grew up soon. I'm a righteous king, but I'm hungry too, and I eat up chumps that rap like you. Then I met this shark and his name was Jaws. He was biting my rhymes like y'all bite yours. I started writing my rhymes, the shark grew and grew, but I was writing more rhymes than the shark could chew. Ha, the shark got sick and then he exploded, cause he didn't realize that my rhymes was loaded. They flew in the air and into the sea, and the whole universe knew the king was me.
Come on.
Not a laser beam or a diamond mine or a platinum watch, some vintage wine. Not a pocket full of pearls, I'm an oil well. Like black gold, baby, I'm Melly Mel. And to all the fly girls, I come off hard. The slightest wink or nod makes me your guard. All my problems are small, so my pockets are large. And when they walk in the door, oh baby, I'm in charge. Treat ladies like jewels and diamond rings. On my fingers, on my arms, on everything. On the streets, on the sheets, I can't be beat. So don't ask where's the beef, baby, here's the meat. I'm gonna give you some soap, a towel in the cup. The bum MCs are all washed up. Put your women on the line with the rest of my crew, so I can make love to her and annihilate you, punk, punk. Me what? I'm like a genie in your lamp, a face on your stand. The hip-hop rocker, the microphone champ. Gotta knock out boys like a Rolls Royce. Got a right to number one to be the people's choice. Cause you hum a dick, then you hum a song. It's just like a friendly game of ping pong. When you're hitting the ball upside the saddle, it's just like cowboy riding on a saddle. Up above your head is the flash of light, cause I can rock to the beat on any God given night. Like to rock, like to roll, like to entertain. While my car's outside, you're waiting for the train. The train to the bus to whatever. And I'm the MC to rockin' any type of weather. I'm the bow-legged brother, there'll never be another. I bought a mansion for my mother.
Come on.
A certain cool that breaks the rules that get me paid and a lot of jewels. And the woman I call it day and night, that's proof I'm getting mine like a thief in the night. Because Storm is known as the singer, the quiet storm, but that lover didn't linger. I will not change because it's in my blood. I'm like dynamite and you a rapping dud. And if the future is here in the making, then why I can't be part of the taking? Because you know I like cars and fancy women that give me good love. In the beginning, a bubble bath in candlelight and girls saying, Stalk, you alright? So stop standing there like you're from above and just relax yourself and get in this tub. For all you beautiful people out there, if you're having a good time, everybody scream. I'm not a laser beam or a diamond mine or a platinum watch, some vintage wine. Not a pocket full of pearls, I'm an oil well. Like black gold, baby, I'm Melly Mel. And to all the fly girls, I come off hard. The slightest wink or nod makes me your guard. All my problems are small, so my pockets are large. And when they walk in the door, oh baby, I'm in charge. Treat ladies like jewels and diamond rings. On my fingers, on my arms, on everything. On the seats, on the sheets, I can't be in peace. So don't ask where's the beef, baby, here's the meat. I'm gonna give you some soap, a towel and a cup. The bum MCs are all washed up. Put your women on the line with the rest of the crew, so I can make love to her and annihilate you, punk, punk.
Yeah.
Me what?
Yeah.
Talking about another man in my home, so I decided. loving and a kissing just to make you feel like. Now comes another day, same old scenario. Sit back, let me tell you how the story goes. She said, Mama, I've got something to tell you. Please don't be disappointed. The man you've chosen for me treats me horribly. She found somebody new from the other side.
Let them know this is live, direct. This ain't censored, no cookie cutter. We're coming straight with it. It's real. That's what
That's
I like about
up.
This.
That's what's up, man. I just want to, like, once again, I want to thank you for being here, man. I want you to tell people where you're from for those who don't know.
Okay. Well, before I go into telling people, I want to tell the people thank you for listening to your show, and I want to tell you thank you for having me on your. This is not me. Let me just say this. This is not me saying what I know I need to say to be nice to people or nothing like that. We don't, like, we naturally are nice. You know, everything can get ugly if it needs to get ugly, but we're just nice people because we're trying to live and treat each other good. So thank you for having me on your show.
No doubt.
What I mean? And I was born in Jamaica, one of the roughest parts of Kingston, Jamaica, Kingston 13 on the west, just to be specific. You know, I don't promote nothing. I'm not selling nothing. I'm just telling you exactly where I'm from. And we made the transition from Jamaica to the Bahamas. I lived in the Bahamas for 3 years, and then now I'm living here in New York. So transition, even though the question is, where am I from? But that's just it in a nutshell.
That's what's up. Now, how long you been doing your thing in this game?
Oh, man. Let's see. All right. I'm going to throw this back at you. I'm going to start from now and work my way back down, all right?
All right, do your thing.
I've been touring for, like, the past 3 years, like, within the U.S. mainly. Before that, I did some out-of-the-country stuff and some island stuff. And then going back to, like, 05 is when I really, really started. 03 to 05 is when I started really recording my solo stuff. That's when I really, really started. Prior to that, like, you know, jump over 10 years before that, like, in between that, I went back to school and then for some computer stuff and some electrical engineering. Before that, in 93, I had a deal with MCA Records with an R&B group. They signed us particularly just to shelve us so they could use the money to write artists off. You know, and move forward. You know, it was a great experience for me because I got to learn the business and got signed for you to run around and do some stuff with a label name and stuff like that. So that's when I started, like in 93 up until now.
Wow. Now, who was your musical influences? Because your style is kind of like R&B flipped up with some reggae. So who was your musical influences?
Okay. It's reggae because I was Jamaican born, so that's the sound, that's the heartbeat of what you're getting predominantly to,
mm-hmm.
You know, what's in my soul was soul, you know, like that, no matter how I sing, that's just how I'm going to sound. You know, we could flip it and speak with a full Jamaican accent the whole nine, but this is a different kind of program, so I'm adhering to the list and mm-hmm. You know, just giving them what I know it could come across is making sure the interview goes smoothly. My musical influence, though, started out vocally from Marvin Gaye and Teddy Pendergrass. So, you know, and then Donny Hathaway, Luther Vandross, Bob Marley, Prince, so a lot of the American greats, because most reggae songs were songs they did over R&B songs that they did over anyway. You know, Manhattan's Temptations, Five Heartbeats, you know, the whole piece right there, you know?
That's what's up. Now, yeah. Growing up where you grew up in Kingston, Jamaica, like, how and the rough neighborhood and all that we went through, how was it that you made it into the music game and instead of being like, you know, the other way, which you see the movies portray the rough neighborhoods in Jamaica, like, you know, the shotters and all that. How did you avoid that and get to where you at?
I honestly didn't avoid it.
All right.
You know, you're a product of the environment, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, you do your best. Number one, let me just say this for anybody listening. It's nothing to blank, 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 blank glorify. Y'all heard the censorship? I just censored myself. So mm-hmm. It's nothing to glorify, you know. Nothing to talk heavy about, brag about, or nothing like that. Political warfare is a different type of genocide wherein you have no clue why somebody's shooting at you while you're shooting back. You have no clue that. You don't even know you don't even know it's a gun. You don't even know what that is. It's just born and it's in your hand. You don't even know that it's not supposed to be in your hand. You feel me? You don't even know. So it's like, do you really escape it? And who are you shooting at? You're not shooting at nobody that don't look like you. If somebody looks just like you, for what reason? No apparent reason besides politics, B. And we're not benefiting from it. We're not benefiting from it at all. You feel me? So as far as that, we didn't escape it then. We're not escaping it here. We haven't escaped it, you know what I mean? So it's still going down. And how I escape it, I choose to escape it every day by that, picking that up,
yeah.
Strumming it a little bit, writing a song, you know, living euphorically through my thoughts, my dreams, you know, my passion, my craft, and traveling with it. Whether somebody booked me or not, I pay my own freaking ticket to go somewhere else and perform, you know, and make what I make or make what I don't make. You know, I tour, but I'm no superstar. So It's a 9-to-5 to me. It's still a 9-to-5. You come home broke. But I'm happy doing what I do.
Now, on some realness, you just messed me up right there with the guitar in the background. Now you know I got to ask you, can you scream, can you play a little something, sing a little something for us live right here? Direct?
Oh, man. It's kind of hard because I got the, I'm just learning. So, you know, I'm a self-taught with. You know, I'm self-taught with a lot of the things that I do. But let me see.
All right. That was what's up, man. You threw me off. You hit me with the guitar. I expect that on from you.
I'm going to see if I can do something. So it goes. Sweetest thing I've ever known. You know.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
I hear that. That's
just what's up. Just a little something.
Now, we got the joint, I think it's called Sesamia?
Yeah, Sesamia Love. Yeah, Sesamia Without Seeds, Plant Without Seeds.
Now, what was the inspiration behind that song, homeboy?
like, all right, you know, I'm straight, and I believe in love. I learned how to love by watching my mom and dad in the living room. You feel me? I learned how to love by watching everything go wrong around me. As well, and I also learned how to love by knowing that love is like a drug, man. It's like intoxicating. They take it to a place where it's like you're crazy. We're not talking about male-female love only. We're talking about just love for your people, for your brothers, just for that thing, just love, you know. But considering that I'm straight, I'm talking directly in the song as like a, almost like as a metaphor, wherein Sesamia, which is a plant that gives you love and life, you know, make you feel how you feel. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
Love from that perspective, where love intoxicates you, and how it is when you blaze, you know, when you feel blaze between you and your lady, you feel like you're on a different level, and sometimes you reach that through sense of meaning, love.
No doubt. We got Faraji in the building, man. We gonna get into that Sesamia Love right now. You don't mind if we rock that, homie?
I'm on your show, and I'm at the mercy of your show. I'm loving it. I'm loving the vibe. Let's hope the audience love it as well.
Ah, man, they're going to love it because this joint is hot. We in the building, Beast Through Radio. We got Faraji in the building. Let's get into it. Sesame of Love. Let's do it.
Yeah. Once again, I don't know me, Faraji, a.k.a. Farai. And I take with the woman, them treasure. I wait for them pleasure, yeah. This one is for all my sentimental lovers. You know, metaphorically, physically, sensually. Sentimental love, she sends me love.
I'm so in love with you. I'm so in need of you. Thinking about a day without you. Jah knows it makes me blue. I'm so in need of your touch. I'm so in need of your heart. I wanna let the whole world know you'll always be the star of my show. My lips on you and light up a quiet storm. Never you ever leave me alone. Leave me by myself. You put me on a meditational high so much that I can touch the sky.
From way down low, 'cause I'm the star of your show. Whatever you want, whatever you need, I'll be right here. My aim is to flee.
Body feel good, like without lighting it. I crazy enjoyment from smoking it. So, and then based on my vocal texture, when I smoke, it changes the sound of my voice, and I lose like my range and some of my notes. So I don't really get down with it like that. I'll drink it, I'll eat it. You know what I mean? I put it into my thing as a homeopathic remedy from a natural perspective. Those who want to smoke, they smoke. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't knock that, but that doesn't work for me. But I've been like. Sometimes I'm on the West Coast, right? And I'm around it. When I say around it, heavy, like on a station. And like I'm walking through the fields and I don't feel no, like I got old injuries from sports. I crashed a motorcycle at 130 miles per hour. And wow. I feel effects of that when I'm over there. No effects. It's only when I come back to New York and I'm away from it, I feel it. So it's vibrations that you get without even understanding what's going down.
Now, a lot of people, like myself, I heard about eating weed and stuff like that and drinking it. And, you know, they got, you know, stemp beer, you know, beer that got, like, stuff like that, hemp beer and stuff like that. How is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? How is it?
Ooh, all right. Think about this. I'm going to go somewhere real quick and not stay there too long because I'm not a politician. But the pharmaceutical industry makes their money 13% above the cost of inflation. Now, when we go through inflation, we already cry, that's too high, right? But the pharmaceutical industry, they sell above the cost of inflation. Now, there's a reason why the FDA and these places regulate these things. Because number one is you won't have a need for certain some of this bullshit stuff you're putting in your body. Why are you taking one medicine then your fine print saying you might have this, you might have bleeding, your heart stop, your eyes may stop, consult your physician with happening. Come on, I spent $1,000 for this medication and the doctor and my insurance that I pay. Now I got to take off another day to go back to fix something that that medicine done caused wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's something to that. It doesn't take a conspiracy to figure that out. So as far as that's concerned, come on, man. It's just everything that's better for you, man. Like if you anything that's natural, man. You know that's not processed, and it helps your sight. If you got cancer, but then at the same time they can't sell it over, you know, through prescription, for the most part. You know, so they'd rather sell the things that they make and hike the price up. You cannot regulate something you can't regulate it.
Mm-hmm. Now you got the joint Come Again. What's the inspiration behind that song?
Come Again is crazy. You know, thank you up and down, B. I'm going to tell you something. Come Again, when I wrote Come Again, I dropped it. I wrote it. I'm going to tell you the song. It's going to sound dated, but realistically, a lot of songs you hear from people, sometimes they write them 10 years before they even touch the streets. You feel me? So I wrote that song maybe about like 3-4 years before President Obama came even into play. And that song is about the coming of a black king. So when you listen to it, if it had gotten the proper attention, the proper push, I'm sure it could have done a lot during the time when Obama first hit the streets, hit the scene, and even now when he went to his second inauguration. But I tried, man, and a lot of these cats, if you ain't doing the wrong thing, they ain't trying to play your music.
I hear that. Well,
you know, so I really
want to
thank you for playing my music, man. Thanks.
Man, this is hot, man. I'm glad you're here, man. We blessed to play this, man. We blessed to have you here. We got Faraji in the building. We going, you know, with the soulful sound. We going to get into this Come Again joint. Then we going to come back and kick it with the brother some more. Beef Stew Radio, DJ Big Stew and my man Faraji. This is how it's going down.
That's what's
come
up,
again.
Big Stew.
Taraji in the building, Beat Stu Radio. This hot joint
Big
right
Stu.
There, another joint. Now,
shout out
like,
to
now, like the music game has changed, the reggae scene, and a lot of stuff has changed. What do you see that you would change back to the reggae? What you feel that's missing from reggae or R&B right now?
I would take away some of the digital of it. I would take away the freeness of it. I would take away some of that cheap stuff. I would take away some of that because I can go in my bathroom with my computer and cut an album, and do whatever, and just drop some stuff on YouTube. And, you know, if you got a crazy gimmick, you could be on the news. Say the right thing or the wrong thing. Somebody splice it and put a beat behind it, and all of a person's an artist. And you, who leave your family at home every day, going to the studio and do kind of get the work done and get the word out, you kind of get lost by the wayside because now you can in a whole different kind of arena with people who are not really true artists. They just kind of got a 15 minutes of kind of, some of the stuff is funny, some of the stuff is hot, but it makes it harder for you who live it and is really trying to do it and get out. So I would kind of like scale that back a little bit, you know. I wouldn't want to take the internet away, but scale back some of that stuff, make it a little bit harder for people just to put out anything, because it's a show to see that artist who's working really so hard if I can catch them on YouTube. You know what I mean? So if, you know, if it's the only way for me to get them is go to a show and catch them live, you kind of get that feel, man, and venues get to make money, DJs get to make money, everybody get to win, everybody gets to make money, but right now it's hard. It's really hard to make that kind of dough.
Now,
you know?
Do you feel like it's harder nowadays for people, for like remember when it was like Shaba Ranks and Maxi Priest, a lot of people from Jamaica and the islands was coming over here making a lot of music. It was a lot of music all over the pop radio. Do you feel it's a little harder nowadays, like they're not playing that stuff?
Yeah, it is kind of harder because, like I said, the market is overly saturated. You no longer have to be good. You just have to be able to kiss ass properly or suck it or pay the right amount of money or do the right amount of wrong things to get out there. Either you're selling your soul or you're giving it up some kind of way. Not saying that everybody that made it gave it up, but, you know, I mean, I give up something. I give up seeing my daughter. I give up being with my family. I leave for like 6 months at a time. So that's a part of giving up. But nobody's doing that. People just, you know, getting the hustle and paying that 10, 20 grand, 40 grand, get their spins, and they're good. They're dropping off their payola packages, which is illegal, but nobody's talking about that. It just gets out, you know?
No doubt.
You know,
so, like, where you see yourself in the next 5 years, 5 years or so?
The next 5 years, if this doesn't pop, I'll probably end up just managing some artists, doing some production, and letting the work that I do, let it just happen. It'll come out to those who's trying to hear it. You know, I'll put it out. I'll do the whole publishing thing. I'll still grind at it, but I'm not going to do it like I'm really trying to, like, I was never trying to get a deal, first of all. After the MCA thing, I never tried to get a deal. That was just even something that fell in my lap. But where I see myself is I'll help those who need help start my company. And, of course, I'm in business to make money and to stay in business, but I'm going to stay true to the game at the same time. I'm not going to see a shorty coming up and misuse he or she that's coming up in the game. You know, I'm going to school them at the same time. Of course, I'm going to make money off of them, you know, get more than the regular amount of percentage as if they went out and did it themselves. But they're still going to benefit. They're still going to get some knowledge off it and still going to eat. I'm not going to tie them into 15, 20 years and a crazy amount of album deals. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I intend to stay in the business and stay true to it.
Now, on that note, like, what would you tell an up-and-coming artist that's trying to get into the game like you and do some of the stuff that you've done?
Read. Did I say read? You sure I
said
read?
Yes, read. Read.
All right. And learn some engineering. Learn some electronics. You know, learn how to play keyboard or something. Learn how to know something about music. Learn how to program an MPC. Learn how to do a technical aspect more so than just, all right, if you want to be a musician, we'll take a business class. If you want to be a musician, rapper, singer, dancer, any artist, we'll take a business course. Because, number one, what's that, Gangnam Style? How do you say that? Is that who he is?
Gangnam Style. Right.
That dude is no joke. That dude has his degree. He came out of, I think he also went to Berkeley, but he's no joke as far as his educational level and aptitude towards this music game. He's no joke. I mean, Jay-Z is no stupid. He's no slouch. You don't think Jay-Z sitting? Let's back up. Lil Wayne. People looking at Lil Wayne like this little N-I-G-G-A. Feel me? People looking at Lil Wayne as this little dude that's just basically rapping or whatever. But Wayne reads. You read. You know what I mean? You read.
Yeah.
You don't have to like his style or nothing. Listen to what he's talking about. Listen to his current events. And you know, listen to how current he is on his double entendres. He's not getting that because somebody's telling him that. You know what I mean? So once you read, man, once you read, you'll be all right. You know, just read and study, man. Study. That's why I say to anybody getting this, because I don't want y'all to be like 40 and 50 and still out there trying to run with somebody that's 20 and doing unscrupulous things, cutting that shorty throat that's 20 coming up trying to make it, and you giving them bad energy. You know what I mean? I got a lot of that when I was coming in the game. A lot of cats that didn't do the right thing gave me a hard way to go, man. You know, and I've been around the who's who's, and, you know, but, you know, it's for everybody, man. You know, that make me stronger, make me learn. I mean, it's nice. Music is nice because when you're doing it, you got a talent. You hit this high enough, man.
What was the pivot point in your life where you said, like, yo, this is what I plan to do. I'm going to be in this music industry.
When I was 8 years old. When I was 8 years old, I used to mimic sounds, man, and I knew, I was like, wait a minute, I'm putting this sound together, putting that sound together. And I was about like 5, 6 years old in Kingston going to kindergarten. You know, some real ugly things, you know, through gun violence and stuff used to happen in the neighborhood. So we used to come home and we had what you call a veranda, is what you call here, a porch. So on the front porch or on the balcony, I would stand outside and we'd sing and dance or whatever. You know, kids would pass by and they'll just be entertained by our Friday evening show. So every weekend we go out there, we put on a little show whenever we could. So, you know, that from that tender age, man, I knew I had some sort of a gift. But, you know, seriously and sensibly, when I was about like 19, 20, 21, 22, I knew this was it. You know,
so
I don't think I went about it properly, but I knew this was it.
I hear that. We got this joint Rasta Love. What was the inspiration behind that?
You heard it?
Yeah.
You know, Rasta Lovin' is that dude from the other side of the tracks. You know, like, her mother is going to tell her not to be with you because you're not right in every sense of the word. So that it's for that Rasta and every black man, because you step outside the tracks, whether by race or by class. You know, shorty might not be allowed to be with you or be seen with you. You know, everything mother told her to do, when she do it with the other dude, it doesn't feel right like how when she flex with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's perfect on paper, but you're good in her heart.
So, another hot joint by my man Faraji. We doing it big all day tonight, all night rather, on Beef Stew
Big
Radio.
Big Stew. Big Stew Radio, that's what's up. Big Stew Radio, don't get it twisted, just get it lifted.
We're going to get into that Rasta Love, y'all. This is how we do it.
Yeah! Give you love and all night long. You feel
kissing just to make you feel like.
Now comes another day, singing more scenario. Sit back, let me tell you how the story goes. She said, Mama, I've got something to tell you. Please don't be disappointed. The man you've chosen for me treats me horribly.
Find me on iTunes. It's real, real simple. And the name is spelled F-A-R-A, like Farah, F-G-J-I. And it's pronounced Faraji. Yeah, Faraji. F-A-R-A-J-I. Faraji. It's pronounced Faraji. It means to console. It's a Swahili word. You can just put in my name on iTunes and whatever comes up, you know, check it out. If you like it, buy it, sample it. You know, it's like 99 cents most of the stuff. You know, check out the website, farajimusic.com. Check out my man Big Stu. Send him his shout outs as well. His thanks, you know, for playing the music, bringing you new untapped sounds, and just also just to encourage this kind of radio station, just to, you know, constantly bring people like me, who got a fresh perspective, and more than likely they have some good material. You might like one of the songs, but they're not mainstream because they can't afford to pay into that mainstream system. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Constantly support Big Stu Radio, man. You know.
Thank you, man.
I want to give a shout-out real quick to my man, Reels. You know, yo, enough love, big up. All right, for the entire interview, you know, I spoke to you in my American dialect, proper English, but there's a lot of people that know, say, yo, I asked everything that it's set up, right? It's a mess, eh? Yo, show some love to Big Stu. You know, my man, Reels, know where I'm going. And, yo, when I go out there and get the record, man, the people that know, say, yo, I only met the thing run live. It's a mess, eh? Yeah, Big Stu, I lost you in that, but I don't want to keep going because it's a whole different world. You know what I mean?
Yo, so we're going to bring you back, man, and we're going to do the rest of the album, man, when you drop it.
Oh, man, I got some, can I just talk, man? Do I have to censor myself?
No, you don't. This is free. This
yo,
is, this
my
is,
yo, my, I have some music,
radio
right.
Right here.
Well, I have some music. Yo, just, you know, we'll mash up the place. Music where we we'll start singing, we have some song like, I'm loving the way that you love me. Ooh, I'm loving the way you made me see. We got some joints, man. Like, I'm not even in singing mood or mode right now, but we have songs, like some songs when you hear it, you won't even know if it's not Michael Jackson, Usher, Maxwell, Robin Thicke, Chris Brown, whatever. We got songs for everybody, you know what I mean? We all inspire each other, so I'm not better than nobody. I'm not competing with nobody. I thank them all for laying the foundation, but I've been doing this longer than some of them been around. So, you know, it's just waiting for my time, you know, working and just waiting for that right moment.
All right, man. For Raji in the building, we're going to go out rocking that Sesame of Love, you know what I mean, one more time.
Before
Once
you
again,
go.
I want to thank you, big homie, for being in the building, man, and you're always welcome to stop by again.
Enough love. And I want to say enough love and maximum respect to Groove Yellow Productions, Podcastic Noriega Web, Podcastic Play Drums for Maxi Priest, produce and play for Kamani Marley, used to play with Sizzla, one of the original members of the Motown Music Team from a reggae perspective, and he plays for the Who's right now, and he tours all over. So that's my producer, my brother, and we're doing it. We're working on it.
That's what's up, man. For Raji in the building, we're going to get into the Sesame of Love. And once again, Beef Stew Radio, you heard him first. That's how we do it.
Yeah. Once again, I don't know me, Faraji, a.k.a. Farai. And I tell with the woman, them treasure. Always for them pleasure, yeah. This one is for all my sentimental lovers. You know, metaphorically, physically, sensually. Sentimental love, she sends me on her hand.
I'm so in love with you. I'm so in need of you. Thinking about a day without you. John knows it makes me blue. I'm so in need of your touch. I'm so in need of your heart. I wanna let the whole world know you'll always be the star of my show. My lips on you and light up a quiet storm. Never you ever leave me alone, leave me by myself. You put me on a meditational high so much that I can touch the sky. Whatever you need, uh-huh. I'll be right here. My aim is to flee. Blazing, only you alone can tame it.
like the fire, make me blaze it.
Only you alone can tame it.
Like the fire, make me blaze it. Only you alone can tame it. Like the fire, make me blaze it.
Only you alone can tame it.
Like the fire, make me blaze it. Let the fire make me blaze it.
Only you alone can tame it.
Let the fire make me blaze it. Only you alone can tame it. Let the fire make me blaze it.
Beat to Spain.